news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A federal judge temporarily barred the Trump administration late Monday from enforcing a policy to refuse asylum to immigrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border.
The new temporary restraining order says the president may not rewrite immigration law to impose conditions forbidden by Congress.
In his order, Judge John Tiger writes, asylum seekers will be put at increased risk of violence and other harms at the border, and many will be deprived of meritorious asylum claims. The government offers nothing in support of the new rule that outweighs the need to avoid these harms. Immigration advocates argue it is illegal to block asylum claims based on how an immigrant entered the country. The judge's order remains in force until the next hearing, now set for December 19.
It's not really news, but Ivanka Trump is a hypocrite.
Breaking news out of the White House tonight. A new report from the Washington Post reveals that Ivanka Trump sent, quote, hundreds of emails last year to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants using a personal email account, many of them in violation of federal records rules. In a statement issued via a spokesperson, Ivanka Trump's lawyer attempted to explain away her use of personal email by saying she had only used the personal email account prior to being briefed on the rules governing email usage. Well, if only someone had told Ivanka Trump what the White House policy is on using your personal email before she started working there.
It's unbelievable how Hillary Clinton got away with the email lie, the email scam, the email corruption.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails?
She doesn't even remember whether or not she was instructed on how to use emails.
Some of the 5,800 U.S. troops sent to the southern border to deal with the migrant caravan will be sent home as early as next week, according to the general overseeing their deployment. But using the U.S. military as a campaign prop isn't the only way Trump is abusing them. He attracted the anger of top former military officials and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle following his attacks against retired Admiral William McRaven, the man who oversaw the mission that killed Osama bin Laden.
Bill McRaven, retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me, Hillary Clinton fan.
Who led the operations, commanded the operations that took down Saddam Hussein and that killed Osama bin Laden, says that your sentiment is the greatest threat to democracy in his lifetime.
He's a Hillary Clinton backer and an Obama backer. And frankly,
he was a Navy SEAL.
Wouldn't it have been nice if we got Osama bin Laden a lot sooner than that? Wouldn't it have been nice? You know, living, think of this, living in Pakistan, beautifully in Pakistan, in what I guess they considered a nice mansion. I don't know, I've seen nicer. But living in Pakistan, right next to the military academy, everybody in Pakistan knew he was there. And we give Pakistan $1.3 billion a year. And they don't tell him. They don't tell
him.
You're
not even going to give them credit for taking down bin Laden?
They took him down, but look, look. There's news right there. He lived in Pakistan. We're supporting Pakistan. We're giving them $1.3 billion a year, which we don't give them anymore, by the way. I ended it because they don't do anything for us. They don't do a damn thing for us.
Trump still hasn't visited the troops in combat, despite having been in office for almost 2 years. On Monday, he visited California to survey the damage from the fires that are ravaging the state.
California, the purpose of your trip tomorrow.
Just to see the firefighters, nobody's ever seen what's going on over there.
Of course, Trump couldn't remember the name of the town that was virtually wiped out in the campfire, referring to it as Pleasure.
And what we saw at Pleasure, what a name right now. But when what we just saw, we just left Pleasure.
Paradise.
And, yeah. Or Paradise. And what we just saw at Paradise is just... You know, it's just not acceptable.
In an interview with Fox's Chris Wallace on Sunday, Trump doubled down on his claim that forest mismanagement was to blame for California's wildfires. Well, the Thanksgiving week began with multiple shootings. Welcome to America. In Chicago, three people are dead after a man opened fire at Mercy Hospital. One victim was an emergency room physician who'd been romantically involved with the shooter, who also died. In Denver, four people were injured and one was killed in a shooting near Coors Field. Police are still hunting for a suspect. And police were also called to a home in Southwest Philadelphia Monday, where they found the bodies of four people in the basement. The victims, two men and two women, who appear to have been in their 30s, each were shot in the head. The shoe company Toms is donating $5 million and mobilizing its social network and consumer base to support the campaign to end gun violence together.
Tonight we're announcing that we're going to evolve our giving model. So Toms not only will continue to give shoes, but we will give considerable resources to the causes and the most important issues of our time. And we're going to start by giving $5 million to the most amazing organizations who are working hard on the ground every day to end gun violence. And this will be the single largest corporate gift to end gun violence in the history of the United States.
Find out more at toms.com. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at nicolesandler.com/donate.